Shalom, אנחנו לומדים מספר כתבי בעל.
Hello, we're learning from a sage's fruit. How to call the teaching of the Kabbalah and its essence. You may ask questions on Kabbalah.kab.tv. A sage's fruit, the teaching of the Kabbalah and its essence.
I'd begin with a question. Do we now feel that we are? Do we feel the greatness of the Creator, or at least do we feel a certain inclination toward the greatness of the Creator? Do we feel this question? Are we dealing with this problem that the greatness of the Creator is still not fulfilling us? We're in a kind of gray mood. Everything's... And we're not fighting it. Where are we getting this from, this state, like everything else? From the Creator. What are we getting it for? In order to elevate ourselves, raise ourselves to the degree of correction. What do we have to do for it? We're not doing nothing. We're waiting. You know, you can wait. It says about it in many other places. So, in spirituality, there's no time. Time does not exist. And therefore, each and every one of us in particular, and all of us together, have to fight the emptiness of the bad mood, the lack of the greatness of the Creator. If I'm not exploding of joy because I'm in His world, I still have work to do. So, go ahead. And alongside with it, we'll continue with our plan. Go ahead.
The wisdom of the Kabbalah and its essence. What is the wisdom of Kabbalah? As a whole, the wisdom of Kabbalah concerns the revelation of godliness arranged on its path in all its aspects, those that have emerged in the world and those that are destined to be revealed, and in all the manners that can ever appear in the world to the end of time.
What follows actually is that the wisdom of Kabbalah is everything that comes from the Creator, that is revealed from the Creator toward all the created beings and all the generations. Always. It's all called the wisdom of Kabbalah, meaning there's nothing besides it. It includes everything because it speaks of the bestow of the Creator upon the general created being. Questions? None. Good. What?
So it's unclear. What is the wisdom of Kabbalah?
The wisdom of Kabbalah is the sum total of the revelation of the Creator to His created beings, the order of the revelation, the method of the revelation, all these things, everything that has to do with the disclosure, the revelation of the Creator to His created beings. This is the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're not studying about the Creator per se. That's Atzmuto. But what we're studying is about His revelation to the created beings. What is it all about? Because what we're studying is how to reveal Him. By what actions and how, what we call our corrections. By these things, we reveal Him. The Creator, He's not concealed from us. He is concealed due to our corruption that was made in us to begin with, as it says, I have made the evil inclination. Why? In order for us to reveal Him. And that on the way when we reveal Him, we study it from all different, in all different ways and from all different aspects, the way He wants to reveal Himself. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been studying the connection between all these different ways, the Madrigot, the Parzufim, nothing. The way He wants to reveal Himself to His creatures, this is what we have to study down to the last bit, because through this, we reveal His attitude toward creation, which is utter love, unconditional love.
Revelation of godliness is related to a person's life?
Our life in this world, as we know it, as the inhabitants of this world, this life is arranged in such a way that bit by bit, throughout our development, human beings reach the chisaron to know what is the meaning of life, the purpose of life, the origin and the reason for life. And that is what pushes them toward the revelation of the Creator. The entire development from its very beginning, from the very first atom, and through the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and the speaking, it is all arranged and directed toward a state where there will be revealed a chisaron to reveal the source of life, its origin. And here, there is a need for a method for the revelation of the Creator to His created beings in this world, that's called the wisdom of Kabbalah. The created being Himself, through different sufferings and problems and troubles, He reaches a state where He is demanded, where He simply has to reveal the Creator, the Creator's attitude toward creation. In this respect, there are purer souls that their chisaron is revealed first. There are those in which it happens later. But eventually, everyone, including everyone, will have to disclose this, will have to reveal it. But you can say there are souls that are so lowly, so small, that they have no desire to reveal anything besides corporeal lusts, and also them, not that much. No, that doesn't really demand, that a person doesn't really demand anything like some cowboy someplace or a herdsman somewhere. True, but through our interconnection, everyone receives the same clean. Same kli, through the integration of everyone, and therefore everyone reveals the Creator to the fullest. This is the matter of itkalelut, mutual integration, because each and every one has the chisaron, and the others need his chisaron, because otherwise they will not reach attainment and completeness. And this is how it works. Yeah?
When we teach in campus, the recent cycle, then after 20 lessons, we raise the importance that each one will write, in short, or record, what is the wisdom of Kabbalah, and explaining it to people who've never heard about it. And the last time we did this, this week, there was really this upliftment, each one of the, because they shared it together in our WhatsApp. The question is it correct for us to use it somehow? Because these are students that 3 months ago didn't know what it is.
Very interesting to hear. Really, very interesting. I'm interested.
Okay, so at least summarize my group.
Go ahead.
The purpose of creation. Since there is no act without some purpose, it is certain that the Creator had a purpose in the creation set before us. And the most important thing in this world, and the most important thing in this whole diverse reality is the sensation given to the animals, that each of them feels its own existence And the most important sensation is the neotic sensation given to man alone, by which one also feels what is in one's other, the pains and comforts. Hence it is certain that if the Creator has a purpose in this creation, its subject is man. It is said about him, all of the Lord's works are for him.
Because a person, through his intellectual scrutiny, he can increase his emotional abilities to feel others. But one way or another, he does not come out of the circle of the egoistic will to receive, but to understand that this is what he's in to some extent, he is capable. And if you have questions, then please ask. Yeah?
What is a person's mind? What's so special about it? What is that thing?
It's special, it's unique, because he can scrutinize and compare between his emotions. Actually, our essence are our emotions, but emotions without reason, without intellect, it's something very simple, very primitive. Meaning, it's just a feeling. In order to differentiate between the different feelings, therefore exists the inner mind. In order to differentiate between one feeling and the other, which are already two different forms of reality, suppose for this you need a more developed mind, an external mind. A person that is not intellectually developed enough, he doesn't feel others. We can see it in a baby. He doesn't feel what's going on around him. Even a small child, he sees mom's crying, he doesn't feel her. He still hasn't developed enough yet. This is something that happens gradually, usually as a result of studying from himself. Therefore, it says that whoever gets a beating is worth more than someone who didn't get a beating. Because he already understands what a beating is, and from within himself he can already scrutinize what the other feels who is receiving a beating, and therefore he has the ability to understand someone else. This is called someone who has experience. And all those inner impressions that we go through in life, as a result of them, we can identify the same things in others, and from that we can start connecting with others. But that too is not enough yet, because it's still egoistic. Until the spark appears, all of us, no matter how developed we'll be, big psychologists, philosophers, it'll still all be inside our ego.
Animals around us don't have this?
Somewhat they do. To some extent. You have a dog? You do. We can see that you have a dog. Let's go.
But we must still understand what was the purpose for which the Creator created this lot. Indeed, it is to elevate him to a higher and more important degree, to feel his God like the human sensation which is already given to him. And as one knows and feels one's friend's wishes, so will he learn the words of the Creator, as it is written about Moses, and the Lord spoke unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. Any person can be as Moses. Undoubtedly, anyone who examines the evolution of creation before us will see and understand the great pleasure of the operator, whose operation evolves until it acquires the wondrous sensation of being able to converse and deal with one's God as one speaks to one's friend.
Questions? None? That's good. Please, go ahead. So, he describes the purpose of creation so beautifully here that a person can talk to the Creator the very same way he talks to his friend. What does that mean? What's a person supposed to understand? That if he'll study the wisdom of Kabbalah, he'll reach a degree where he can speak to the Creator.
A person will know why he's suffering, what for, how to get rid of suffering, how to reach fulfillments, pleasures, how to touch Ein Sof, infinity, to rise above life and death. All of this draws him from his will to receive. From that he's pushed forward.
But as if he says it's just like a person speaks to his friend, he speaks to the Creator.
Right, even closer.
And this is as if supposed to draw a person to study Kabbalah.
He doesn't know how to explain this to you, in other words, what it means, this passion to reveal godliness.
What does it mean to speak to one's friend? You know, people talk to each other all day long. It doesn't give them special pleasure.
To converse means to substitute fulfillments with deficiencies.
It sounds like in this world.
I don't know. I'm telling you what I'm saying. When I... when I have fulfillments of his and he has fulfillments of mine, that's called mutuality. That's it. It's not just talk and talk that you have in this world that you just fill the air. Conversing, talking is that I'm turning to the other one either with a fulfillment or with a deficiency, and he turns to me either with a fulfillment or a deficiency. There's nothing more. So, in such a way, we can converse with the Creator. Him to me and me to him. With the deficiencies and with the fulfillments. That's what it means to converse. Listen to this, not to what you hear in the world.
So this is what it means to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, to cross to a different degree?
Not to a different degree. You can converse with others, but in a practical way, either fulfillment or deficiency. What else is there? More. Yes.
Bala Sulam writes that the Creator has a purpose in creation. The most important part of creation is feeling your fellow man.
Right.
So the question is, what does the Creator have as a result of him feeling him?
That you can ask him. I don't get you guys. Kabbalists explained to us this is what they attained. He created to benefit the created beings. From love, they created the created being to do good to him. I understand that you don't understand this because you don't have this force of bestowal which directs you to that. But to the Creator does.
It's the first time that I hear that the goal is emotional, that creation has an emotional purpose.
The force of bestowal, which we call the Creator, in the way we identify him, is that an emotion or not? It's an emotion. What is the quality, what is the essence of the Creator? It's love. Is that an emotion or not? It's an emotion. And the intellect is minor. It's just to sort out these emotions. But the entire creation is emotion. It's phenomena within the will to receive. Whatever appears in the will to receive is a sensation. Yes.
So all the laws, what are they for?
It's the laws of sensation. It's the relations between them. It's like psychology, only scientific. And not animalistic psychology, which is all in order to receive, but in order to bestow. That's why it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah. Go on.
What I'm trying to understand is, what does the Creator get out of the created being feeling him?
He has great pleasure from the created being enjoying him. That the created being enjoys, that the created being becomes like him. He has pleasure from that. And if you identify with that, then you need to make, to bring him this pleasure. That's called to give him contentment. That's it. Go on, last time.
Where does this thought suddenly come from to give him contentment?
From him, of course, like all our thoughts, like the source of all of our thoughts. What else? Where else? Everything that exists is all a result of him. Go on, you have a question? Okay, think about it more. Go on, David. You want to ask, so ask.
Yeah, I'm sitting. Since the instruction you gave at the beginning of the lesson that we have to explode from the joy that we feel because...
Right, a person needs to constantly examine himself. Does he have room for this? And this is examined according to my mood. If I am not fulfilled with happiness from living in the Creator's world, that He is everything and that fulfills everything in me and around me, that is considered that I still have work to do in adding to greatness.
So, we want to take it as something for realization, but there's something that I don't understand, and I think that that's not only me. The past few weeks we've been studying what does it mean not to demand anything for ourselves. Meaning, regardless what I feel, what I'm going through.
Hold on. If I won't have this sensation, if I won't care what I'm going through, then how will I advance?
So, whatever I feel, I feel. Whatever comes my way, it does.
I'm not canceling my feeling. I'm building above it another degree, another level.
So that's the question, actually. How do I surrender to the current feeling that I'm experiencing, but I'm feeling something, the Creator wants me to feel something, and above it, I build this feeling that you're talking about where I'm exploding of joy. Where is that? Where do we feel this greatness of the quality of bestowal? Where is it?
Just imagine it. We're not going to talk about high things, only what's nearby. So imagine that He is the first, and anything you get from Him. Everything that He wants is to awaken you by you demanding His greatness, because through His greatness you receive the force of bestowal, and then you build a second degree, a degree of bestowal upon reception, and then you have faith above reason, and you need to constantly make sure that this gap between them is large and powerful and multicolored until the Creator Himself will begin to be revealed there, because He influences you both in the first and second level and this gap between them, so you have a large enough contrast that you'll begin to identify Him. Think about it.
What's the joy from?
Joy of being in the Creator's world. That's what lack of greatness is called.
I feel empty.
Excellent.
And we don't want to come out of this feeling, because if we replace it...
No, that's fine. Leave that.
We're leaving it.
You deal with the greatness of the Creator.
Where do you feel the greatness of the Creator?
In your sensation, in your desire. I feel... Everything I feel is in the desire. I want to feel the greatness of the Creator. I start to talk about it with the friends. to work on it, to read quotes, to awaken the surroundings, and that is how I reach some kind of impression from the greatness of the Creator.
So I reach an impression from His greatness, I want to erase the previous feeling.
No, that's incorrect, that's incorrect. I have a lot of problems in life, and I know that by that I'm not erasing them, I only start accepting them purposefully, that I need this in order to reach the goal. I'm standing on these two legs, and I also need to guard the negative side, because the advantage of because the light appears out of darkness. What, I'll build myself this black or pink cloud or red or what? I need to be in between the two states, between Bina and Malchut, between darkness and light. Exercises, do them and you'll see. All right. Good. Yes.
Rav, I just want first to pay attention that if you can show the Zoom of the virtual group, all those that could connect physically, they connected to Europe is great, but I was talking about Hebrew virtual group. Just to see the groups from around the world, it's amazing, and they decided.
They.
Hebrew virtual group. Hebrew VG.
We'll get there, don't worry. But till then, I wanted to say that Itai from Romania said that they felt that they have to unite as 110 for this duty, and this is why they wanted to do it, to really be like nuts in a sack. And I wanted to add that, very good. You can really see the greatness of the Creator in these friends, and the preparation that we made was amazing with the Shtar in Chicago and the Hebrew Virtual Group and the ex-Yugo and three virtual groups united into one. All the groups from the former Yugoslavia in the area.
Right, right.
The Balkans, better put.
Better to say Balkanim.
The Balkans, yeah. And he says, what is all this burden for? In order for a person to feel the Creator as his fellow man, and just like he feels the desires of his friend, so will he learn the words of the Creator. Meaning here he depicts the preferable picture that just like he feels and knows the desires of his friend, he knows that this is how he feels and knows the Creator. This is the picture, right?
Right. If you feel reach a state, you'll feel someone in the same way, you'll feel the Creator at that same time. If you'll be able to exit your desire to the friend's desire, you'll then also be able to be that way with the Creator. That's clear, right? Okay. Let's continue. Yes.
Where Bala Sulam speaks very emotionally here about the purpose of creation, from my impression, Kabbalists, they don't write with great enthusiasm and pathos about the purpose of creation, and you'll talk to the Creator. And they could write it that way, just like from time to time. They write it that way, like the Rabash writes, only the friends, you know, this emotional outburst suddenly. But usually it's in terms of above reason.
Because these are things that you can't really express. And they're in work, they're in a serious perception, and not that they're filled with pleasure and filled with joy, but they are, but you won't see it from the outside, because it's all an internal matter. In our world, when a person is in this single desire, then he's running around and jumping like a little kid from his joy. Kabbalists, they even happiness for them, it comes from them out of balance. The outburst is upon the limitations and screens and everything. And it's not that it lowers the impression, no. But it's in a very different style. Yes.
So, in the egoistic mind, it can be grasped that they're very serious.
No. What do we understand about them?
So, what's the right way to interpret the kind of attitude that a student should have?
There are no greater, deeper, infinite pleasures in time, space, and motion that are all inclusive than attaining the Creator. That's it. It fulfills all of the horizon. The entire horizon of a person. He doesn't see anything else. Everything he sees in that horizon, on that background. And that's how we today too need to try and be in that perception. That there is this background which is called the Creator that shines upon all of reality, and we need to collect this reality and to tie it to Him and to see this only as a means to reveal the need for His greatness. We're not lacking a thing other than that. That the greatness of the Creator, it covers up everything. All of the problems, all of the fear, all of the obstacles, and vice versa, all fulfillment, all of the pleasures, everything, it all comes from greatness. Meaning, in any place that you can say that there is something or something's lacking, then it's lack of the greatness of the Creator. That's it. Any place. Until you fulfill all of reality with Him only. Yes.
And what evens it out? I mean, the greatness of the Creator against what?
Against all these empty vessels, but the vessels don't cancel, because these vessels that work in order to bestow, they're not cancelled. In them specifically, it's revealed. Now, you want the Creator to shine upon you, and His revelation is as a surrounding. It's the illumination of the surrounding. You can't accept this in any way. It's internal. The Creator seems as something that shines from afar. But we need to reveal such vessels in the relations between us, that we start revealing Him as internal and start working with our internal vessel, that it will be like a kli, like a work tool, through which you are able to make corrections to all of reality, to all of the creation. Yes?
So what does it mean that they're not cancelled or annulled?
Vessels can't be cancelled. It's the will to receive in its different manners, through which you correct more and more and more connections. By that you also, you awaken the Creator, and Him with His bestowal awakens a deficiency, all kinds of lacks, and also kinds of fulfillment. That's how these vessels correct.
The feeling of emptiness, it goes by once you feel the greatness of the Creator. So what does it mean that they're not cancelled?
I work on the greatness of the Creator, and I maintain all of the deficiencies and problems that I have. I don't want to fulfill them with the greatness of the Creator. I hold this and that separately. Maybe I'll be able to explain it this way. Because if I will get rid of like the Creator is erasing these problems of mine, then I won't have a need for the greatness of the Creator. The will to receive will be joyful. And by that I won't need it. Now the question is, through what can I awaken greatness of the Creator? I awaken the dawn, the darkness. How can I awaken the darkness? That's the question. It's like an elderly man searching. So here one will help his friend. We can, between us, stabilize these new deficiencies towards the greatness of the Creator. Not our deficiencies, but to His greatness. And we can do that through the connection between us. That's why there's a breaking, that through the correction between us, the connection between us, we'll be able to stabilize the deficiencies specifically for the greatness of the Creator. Yes.
And what does it mean that that's separate and this separate, meaning the emptiness is something separate and the work on the greatness of the Creator?
Because I got this and that from Him. It's not mine. These empty vessels in which I feel this threat, that's not mine. That too I got from the Creator. He arranged everything for me. And also the fulfillment that I now attain His greatness. I don't attain the solution for the same problems and troubles that He gave me. Thanks to them, seemingly, I get the greatness of the Creator. In other words, here is the question. What am I working on? I'm working on the deficiency for greatness of the Creator. Not the deficiency to fulfill my problematic vessels that I have threats, fears, anxieties, all these things. No. I work now in order to have a deficiency for the greatness of the Creator. Without these vessels that have awakened me to start with. They awakened me, but now I'm running myself. So here is the question. Through what? Where do I take this deficiency for the greatness of the Creator? From the friends. I have no choice. That is the only thing that should push me to the society. Then I begin to feel a need for a group, for the work between us. Yes.
But the initial motivation was the awakening of evil.
Of course, without that, the animal doesn't awaken.
So where does that flip happen? That suddenly your motivation is the greatness of the Creator.
By chasing the greatness of the Creator, and I got an illumination from Him, and my vessels started to calm down, and those that I felt fear from. So without having fear, I didn't have a need for the greatness of the Creator. So what can I do? So what should I return to my fears? To have fear? To be forced by the Creator? No, I want to have a need for the greatness of the Creator because I want to value Him. His greatness in and of itself. Not with respect to my vessels of reception. But, so how will I do that? From vessels of bestowal. Where do I have them from, if not vessels of reception? Oh, I have a group. Now I understand why this group was prepared for me. And there I can begin to develop a deficiency truly for the greatness of the Creator. What for? To connect, to bestow, to resemble Him. So I ask, give me the strength of your greatness, and I will apply your greatness between us. I'll build here your form, your image of yours, but the strength is from you. What are we doing?
Daily task.
Ah, hold on. Moshe, yes.
Rav, we have an update from Europe. daily update, and also different groups are going to update. Yesterday there was a European meeting. While the friends from Italy are usually having their Italian meal, Italian connection feel, there were more than 100 friends that connected. The goal was for everyone to scrutinize together the topic of the Congress, its content, and the decision was made that the topic of the Congress is uniting Babylon in Arvut. It was really happy. And we'll also hear about the topics of the lessons. And there's also one European 10 that's coming together. They're raising the importance of the lesson, realizing Rav's advice. It's really very important. It was never so clear and sharp. This week, we're going to meet all the coordinators, all those that are taking care of Europe to unite among us and create a single picture of unity, which we will project onto the friends in Europe, where we also want to project the picture of one Europe among us. And there's a decision, or they're working on this decision, that anyone that can make it goes physically to Italy. There are different tens. Suppose the Holland 10 is working on uniting all of Europe, to making sure that all the friends in Europe are participating in the preparation for the Congress. And Moshe about the tens.
Arvut is a friend from UK, Mike Bush. He's been investing all of his time in putting together the tens. As of today, we have 26 tens of men, 41 tens of women. Many of them are very active. Their difficulties are usually due to lack of experience and working together as like in Israel. Any support they can get, they're open for it. These are active tens that we see on the screens daily.
And the last and most important thing is yesterday, like the friends from Vienna said, a European Zoom group was created. It's the One Europe Zoom group, and we're inviting all of our friends from Europe to join, to be a part of this group, for all of us to really feel One Europe. Tens on duty, Toronto, Balkan, Chicago, and the virtual group here in Israel. And we're going to serve the world Kli in prayer and gratitude all day long. And the task is every 10 during the day fights for the greatness of the Creator, for it to fill the entire world. At the end of the day, how do we check? Are we happy? Again, during the day, every 10 fights for the greatness of the Creator, for it to fill the entire world. And at the end of the day, we check whether we're excited, happy, inspired. And this evening, the World Yeshivat Chavarim at 6:45. We're inviting everyone to be with us.
Yachad ba'akademia. לקראת פתיחת מחזור לימודים לתואר ראשון במסלול מיוחד הנכם מוזמנים להפק.
You're all invited to this is for people here in Israel. You're invited to the Academia event. It's a special trajectory for your BA. And now mutual gratitude. We'll dedicate 2 minutes and then we'll sing a song. Rav says, at the end of the lesson, sit quietly and give thanks for having a beautiful lesson, and we tried as much as we could to be directed at you. And now, this is how we come out of this meeting, and you will keep us connected together upon all of life's occurrences that we'll probably experience throughout the day.
ועכשיו שיר.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки. ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו. Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará. Hey, hey, rise above and feel the love inside. Hey, hey,
пускай любовь там придет скорей.
Hey, hey, de corazones unidos, la cava, ocho por el bacli. Hey, hey, rise above and feel the love inside.
Любовь там придет скорее.
Эй, эй, de corazones unidos, la cava, Oshe Poel Bakli. Ota mishpacha, ota argasha, me'al hapar shebeinenu.
The higher we go, reaching our soul, we will reveal that connection.
Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями.
Я un capares, как como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.